Words on Water.
Hi, welcome to Words on Water, a podcast from the Water Environment Federation. This is Travis Loop, the host. I am joined by two of my colleagues for this episode. I'm with Rakia Nance. She is the Digital Communications Manager for WEF. Rakia, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you today?
I'm good. And I'm also joined by Morgan Brown. She's Technical Programs Manager in our Water Science and Engineering Center. How's it going for you?
Going well. Excited to be here.
We're
going to
talk for a little bit, and then I'm going to bring in some interviews I had with special guests, actually with students that participated in WEF's InFlow program. This was the first year we had this. So before we talk about what InFlow really is, what led to its creation? What sparked this InFlow program?
Well, as we all know, workforce issues are a big issue right now in our industry. And so we're trying to push more people to get into working for water, as well as trying to make it more diverse. So getting these underserved or underrepresented minority groups to learn about working in water and get excited about it.
That's a big issue out there. There's been some good reports and statistics lately about the challenges, the fact that the workforce is, there's going to be a lot of retirements, people are eligible for retirement, we need to bring more people in, but also, like you said, that we need to work to make the water sector more diverse and more representative of the communities where utilities are located and all that kind of good stuff.
Exactly. And this was something that was really important to some of the WEF board members. They thought that this was something that WEF could really push in our industry, so they decided to make this program WEF InFlow.
WEF InFlow. Okay, so InFlow. What does InFlow? Because everything, it's always good to have an acronym, right? So, what does InFlow stand for?
Right. InFlow stands for Introducing Future Leaders to Opportunities in Water. And I thought it was just something that really spoke to the mission of what we're trying to do. And it's broad enough, you know, anybody can be a leader. And that's what we're really trying to develop here in a diverse pool of leaders for water sector careers.
Yeah. Some acronyms aren't great. This one's good. I like it. And it's so what it breaks down to spell out or whatever is good, but also, you know, water flow. So
exactly.
It's just, you know, everything's in the flow. You want to bring these people into the flow of the sector. So nice job on creating that there. How did it work? I mean, this was the first year it started. I think that it came about pretty quickly and came together really quickly. How did you set it up? How did you find people? What's the deal?
Yep. So like you said, we've set it up really quickly. I think maybe 7 or 8 weeks before WEF Tech happened. So we had a lot of people helping us, and I really appreciate all of their work. We had a few connections through some schools, like Howard University, Tuskegee University, and the University of South Florida. So we reached out to those contacts, and they helped us find 16 total students that could attend WEF Tech.
What kind of students were you looking for?
So we were first looking for minority students. We were looking for ones that are in civil and environmental engineering or sciences like biology, chemistry, something that would be related to water. And then students that have good standing with the school that the school would be proud to send.
And so we worked through contacts that we had at those universities, whether that's advisors or water professionals in that area or something.
Right, yes. We had a connection with actually the president of Howard University, Dr. Frederick, and he actually was able to attend WEF Tech for a few days.
Oh, cool.
With his students. It
yeah.
was really exciting to have him there. So
that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So did these students, they had to obviously say, yes, I want to do this and I'm interested
right.
and kind of what, submit something or...
We worked, I believe, with the professors, and they picked some of the students that they thought would be interested and would be excited to learn. But a lot of the students we learned talking to them didn't know much about working in water at all. They were used to, you know, those type of construction jobs that are popular in civil engineering. So this was really opening a new world. We weren't specifically looking for students that already knew about water.
Yeah.
We're trying to, like the name says, introduce them to these opportunities.
Yeah, that's exactly one of the goals, is show people that this whole path is out there. You found these students. You said you're coming to the world's biggest water party, otherwise known as WEFTEC.
Yes.
And you had them come. It was in New Orleans this year. And I was shocked when I saw the itinerary that was put together. I mean, they did not really have downtime. You guys kept them jamming for day after day. So talk a little bit about what happened at WEFTEC and what they went through and what experience you gave them.
The students really hit the ground running, even in the days before the official start of WEFTEC. We began with Waterpalooza, which is a community outreach program. And we go to usually an elementary school in the host community. This year we're at St. Mary's Academy in New Orleans. It's set up like a rotation. So you have groups of school-age children from kindergarten through, I believe this year was fourth or fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And they're learning about a variety of issues that are related to water, whether it's invasive species or the water cycle or water quality issues, what to look for, what you can and can't flush down the toilet. And also gives the students an opportunity to identify water issues that they see in their homes or neighborhoods. And they can start these conversations with water professionals. And in turn, the water professionals are talking about these very complex issues in terms that children can understand. Yeah. The hope is that they go home and share that knowledge with, you know, their friends or their siblings and even their parents. And what happened with the inflow students, they were paired off or became group leaders for these children. They're just really engaged and excited, both the inflow participants and the Waterpalooza students.
And I know that led to one of the most popular kind of video moments from WEFTEC, right?
Yes. One of the students from the University of South Florida, they have what's called the Water Cycle Dance. it's interactive. There's a song and a dance that goes with it, and children were super excited to participate in it. I mean, even once they left that station, you could still hear them singing and see them dancing along to the next station. They really couldn't get enough of it.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they spent kind of Thursday at Water, or Friday at Waterpalooza,
right.
And then what did they do the next day?
Saturday was the community service project, which is put on by the WEF Students and Young Professionals Committee. This year it was literally hundreds of volunteers working to build a rain garden and also an educational graphic about green infrastructure at the Treme Community Center. And this is an area that's kind of plagued by a lot of flooding. So what they built is able to have a direct impact on these water issues that we're talking about.
So the students did a little bit of labor that day.
Right, literally getting their hands dirty, whether it was dirt or hay or paint. They were able to interact with some of the other students and water professionals and talk about, you know, this is the career path that I've taken. This is how I got there, that kind of thing.
Okay, but yeah.
But after we put them to work, we did have a nice time. We took them to Jammin' for Water so they could see the fun side of our profession.
Yeah.
Got to see, meet a lot of people there. So it was a day of hard work and good fun.
There you go. Cool. And then I know they were busy on Sunday also. I mean, like I said, you kept them going every day.
Right. There was a panel discussion that Sunday.
Yeah. So we had a panel of leading African-American leaders in our industry talk to the students. They did like a Q&A panel. They got to tell their story of how they got into water and their experience working in water.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. And they also sat in on some of the student design competition. Some of these schools already have student chapters for WEF through their local MAs, but some of them didn't. So it was interesting for them to see what they could do if they start their own student chapter.
And was that the day they came by the Student and Young Professionals Committee meeting?
I think that was Monday.
That was Monday. Yeah. See, I'm jumping ahead. So what did they do Monday? Yeah.
Monday, they were at opening general session.
I bet that was pretty awesome for them.
They were in the front row. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
I saw them smiling the whole time. but as we all know, it was just a captivating session. It was hard not to be moved. But they all said that they were glad that they could be there to attend that and experience all of that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And like I said, Monday they went to the committee meeting and got to, again, network with a lot of folks and see where they could be in a few years, right?
Right, yeah. So they got to learn kind of what other students are doing, but also meet some young professionals and see what their career paths are looking like. So it was really good networking time for the students.
Yeah. That was a huge meeting. I mean, that was like the biggest committee meeting I saw. So that was like a really good sign for what we're trying to do with bringing more people into water, was when you go to that Students and Young Professionals Committee and like the room is standing room only and it's has a huge, you know, square and everyone's seated around that.
Yeah, there are future workforce, so it's good to see the room full.
Okay, and what else?
Was that all for Monday?
Yeah, so the rest of Monday, the Monday afternoon, the students were open to, you know, walk the exhibit floor or attend technical sessions and just kind of immerse themselves in what WEFTECH is.
Yeah.
It's good. A lot to see, so we wanted to give them time to actually see that.
Makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Tuesday, did they do anything, or they...
There was a kind of wrap-up luncheon that we had at Mother's, which is an iconic, legendary New Orleans restaurant. And there were also professionals there from Arcadis, which was one of the big sponsors for the program. And again, it was just an opportunity for the Inflow participants to network and also talk about their experiences and even get... more insights into what water careers are available and the many, many paths you can take into it.
Yeah.
They also, Tom Kunitz, our president, also gave them certificates of participation. So they have something to remember us by.
Yeah, awesome. So speaking of remembering them, what were your impressions of this group of 16?
I was, I'll say, blown away by their dedication and willingness to learn, their curiosity, their enthusiasm. And I think that the experience we provided really answered the question, what is WEFTECH? Because I think that WEFTECH is one of those things that's hard to put into words. It's one of those things I can show you better than I can tell you. And I think the itinerary that we put together really did a good job of showing what WEFTECH is and what it has to offer. And also the activities were designed so that the students could put into it the same thing that they get out of it. I believe it was a very rewarding experience for them. And talking to a few of the participants throughout the course of WEFTECH, I could see kind of these light bulbs going off, things that they were learning by experience, things that you can't learn in a textbook or in a classroom. Just kind of, it's the classroom of doing is what happened.
Good. Morgan, what were your thoughts?
I echo Rakia's thoughts. They were really inspiring to see these kids that really didn't know anything about our industry come in and really learn and have a curiosity towards learning what our industry can offer. So I think they got a lot out of the opportunity, and we're really excited to see them moving forward. And hopefully, I believe Howard is looking to make a student chapter and continue, you know, passing it on to their other students. So. Yeah.
This first year of Inflow seemed like a real smashing success, and it came together, like you said, in just like 7 or 8 weeks of planning. So what's the future for Inflow?
We're definitely very interested to keep it moving. We're hoping next year we can expand to maybe 30 students, 35 students is the hope, from a number of different schools, some of the same schools, but also expanding to a few other schools. We're also hoping to expand minority groups. This year, we kind of focused on African-American students, but we want to expand those different minority groups as well. So just continuing to make the program bigger and better.
Cool. Thank you both for helping to coordinate this awesome program this year. And I know that you got a lot out of it, both of you, and kind of energizing, right?
And
we look forward to working on it next round. So,
yes.
And I'm excited to share the interviews I had with a few of the students as the making up the rest of this episode here. They were definitely very impressive. But thank you both.
Thank you.
We are joined by Maya Carrasquillo. She is at the University of South Florida. Maya, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You participated in this Inflow program that the Water Environment Federation just started this year. But first, could you tell us what you're studying in school and kind of how it overlaps with your interests maybe in water?
Sure. So I am currently pursuing my PhD on environmental engineering at USF. I've been here for 3.3 years now. So when I started the program, I guess I always wanted to be involved in the water sector in some capacity. That was part of my interest in pursuing a degree in environmental engineering. But right now, my interests have kind of shifted a little bit to focusing a little bit more on race, equity, and justice as it relates to water. And so my research is actually focusing on stormwater management practices, specifically in East Tampa. But I have a focus on African-American coastal communities and developing a model for sustainability from a community perspective. And so a lot of my focus in water is looking at race and equity and justice and how you overlap some of the challenges that communities of color face as it relates to water access and management.
Okay, it sounds like you probably should have been a presenter at WEF Tech then.
Maybe next year.
maybe next year, because that's a very that's an issue that's very much at the forefront. You know, environmental justice and equity are huge issues. It comes up in the space of affordability, but it comes up in the areas of impacts from how runoff is managed and what communities are impacted by that and so forth. Very interesting. So how did you get that in your mind? What caught your attention to that? Like, how did it come in front of you?
Honestly, going through undergrad, I had a lot of experiences outside of the classroom. So a lot of the student leadership I did was particularly focusing on the Black community at Georgia Tech, which is where I did my undergrad, but then also in the Atlanta community. And so I kind of saw that there was this disconnect between, you know, the engineering technologies and systems management that I was learning in the classroom compared to a lot of the work that I was doing outside of the classroom. And so coming to grad school, I really wanted to work at the intersection of merging those two spaces. And so as my topic has developed quite a bit over the last few years, it's still kind of focused on this idea of how do you create justice when you're looking at water and sustainability, a sustainable infrastructure.
You mentioned Georgia Tech. I actually did a podcast a while ago with Daryl Haddock, who runs the West Atlanta Watershed Alliance. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he explained how it works there and how a lot of the wastewater and so forth from downtown ended up disproportionately impacting communities of color around Atlanta. And, you know, you got involved in this InFlow program. Mm-hmm. What caught your interest? Why did you decide it was something you wanted to do?
So this was actually my first time attending WEF Tech. So when I heard about InFlow, I heard that it was an opportunity to go to WEF Tech. Fully funded, so I'll be honest, that was my main draw to it. As a grad student, any chance you get a chance to go to a conference for free, you know, always kind of take advantage of those opportunities. But I did know through connections with my advisor and at Fatayo that it was an opportunity to not only network with other students around the country, particularly those coming from HBCUs, but just to, you know, really represent the African-American community, just underrepresented communities in the water sector and trying to engage us a little bit more in this particular sector where there is underrepresentation. So that was kind of my draw to it. And it was a really unexpected experience, but in a good way, because it was a lot more than what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, well, I'll follow up on that in a split second. So you mentioned that you heard about this in part through Ifatayo Venner, who's actually one of the members of Board of Trustees for the Water Environment Federation. I know she's in the Tampa area there. So how are you connected to her?
So my advisor, Dr. Maya Trotson at Fatayo, I'm not sure exactly how the relationship with that is. My advisor connected to a lot of people. But a couple years ago, my advisor started teaching an Envision sustainability course. And so through that course, and Fatayo being kind of our connector to the Envision and, you know, Arcadis in that aspect, not only did I get Envision certified, but through that class, we got a chance to engage in some more projects in the Tampa area. And so we've kind of stayed in touch since then. So anytime there's an opportunity, you know, with WEF or WEF Tech, if I tile usually funnels into my advisor. So I heard about it through her.
You just mentioned that WEF Tech was a bit of a surprise for you, but it sounds like you said in a good way. So yeah, what was the experience? What surprised you about it?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I've been to a lot of conferences before, but I think WEF Tech is definitely the most productive conference in that because it's so focused on water and environmental challenges. It was productive in the sense that everybody that I connected to was working in this industry in some capacity. And so unlike other conferences I've been to, I mean, every conversation, you know, we could really talk about some of the technical challenges that we're experiencing, what our interests were, what our passions were. And a follow-up was just even how can we connect after the conference. And so in that aspect, I mean, I go to conferences where I collect business cards all the time and usually don't follow up with them like most of us, right? But right, WEFTECH right. was one of the few that I had a chance to really connect with some people and stay in touch with some people afterwards. And it's helped even in developing some different aspects of my research project as well. So it was really good in that aspect. Specifically thinking about the inflow experience, I appreciated it so much because it was, in my opinion, a good representation of what it means to be a Black woman in this space, and the idea of giving back as you're reaching forward. And so from Friday through, you know, until we left on Tuesday, we had a chance to, you know, do community service projects through Waterpalooza. We went to the elementary school and did several projects to engage the youth in that aspect. And then even just thinking about the panel discussion that we had with several leaders in utilities, academia, and just in the industry in general. And it was just a really great experience to make connections, to build community, and to also, you know, get a better sense of what my role can be in this industry as well.
Yeah, fantastic. I know that we kept you all pretty busy. We had a pretty a packed schedule for you, but there's so much to see and do at WEFTECH, not just in the convention center, but outside of it, like you mentioned. So we wanted you guys to have kind of the a full experience. So
yeah, definitely did give us that.
And I guess you kind of alluded to it a little bit here, but how do you think that the WEFTECH experience has impacted your thoughts about the water sector, the direction of your career, that type of thing?
Like I said before, I've always saw myself working with and in water in some capacity. That was really the draw for me to pursue environmental engineering as a degree. I would say that Inflow, WEFTECH, and just the overall experience, you know, reinforced the necessity of representation in the water sector for me. It reinforced the importance of, again, giving back as you're moving forward. It reinforced this idea of educating and engaging youth in underrepresented communities and teaching them different ways that they can themselves, you know, work to create equity and access. And I guess, you know, just kind of thinking about what my role is as it relates to my research and moving forward in my career, it definitely gave me the motivation I needed to continue to pursue this idea of, you know, justice and equity in the water sector. And, you know, a lot of how I think about it is that water kind of sits at this awkward intersection between, you know, freedom and bondage for communities of color. And so I guess, yeah, just kind of thinking about what that looks like, you know, when you're talking about creating justice and equity as it relates to water, I guess WEFTECH just kind of reinforced the importance of that aspect. And so being someone who is doing research in this area and thinking about what my career looks like in the future definitely just kind of gave me the motivation to continue pursuing this type of research and emphasizing the importance of why we need it.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Well, and having spoken to you for the first time here, I'm super excited to have young people like you coming into the water sector. Very, very talented, intelligent, articulate, good stuff. And I hope to see you at WEFTECH next year.
So. Absolutely. Hopefully I'll be able to present next time too.
There you go. Well, you've got some great topics on your mind and great things you're working on, so I'm sure it'll work out. Maya, thank you so much for the chat. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Take care. Thank you.
We are here with Sigmund Skinner. He is a student at Howard University. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so you participated in the Inflow program, but before we talk about that, could you just tell me what you're studying in school at Howard and kind of how that might align with being interested in water?
So currently I'm pursuing my bachelor's degree in civil and environmental engineering at Howard University. And I have some interest in fusing water, such as stormwater management, drinking water, and water distribution.
Why were you interested in the Inflow program?
Coming into Howard, right? I had limited knowledge as to what, you know, the water industry had, you know, had to offer and stuff like that. And it wasn't until one day during my environmental engineering class, my teacher came in and be like, hey, this is this big conference gonna happen in New Orleans this year. And, you know, she would love for students to go and experience this. So, I mean, I took her offer, right? Because I said I recognized that my knowledge and awareness about the water sector was limited. And hence, I wanted to learn more about the opportunities along with the challenges and demands of the industry. And so I saw it as a perfect opportunity to be immersed in the field of water and environmental engineering.
Makes sense. I know that you are part of a group that came to WEFTEC, and I know that we kept you pretty busy the whole time. We had a busy schedule for you guys. What was the experience like? What was it like for you being at WEFTEC?
My experience in WEFTEC was an eye-opening and totally fun experience. A few highlights came from our first activity, such as Waterpalooza, right, where we interacted with elementary and middle school students and engaging them in hands-on and demonstrative activities and that promote the value of water. And also, I played the role of Niles, the friendly alligator. Right. So that was a fun experience.
Wait a minute. That was you inside there at Waterpalooza? You got to do that?
I got to do that. It was definitely fun. The children were energetic.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a lot of videos from that, and that you guys had the kids pretty hyped up. So that was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. Afterwards, the next day, we took part in the West students. In a community service project, right? So I spent the day along with many volunteers in constructing a bioswale, right, which are linear vegetated ditches which allow for the collection, conveyance, filtration, and infiltration of stormwater, and it acts as an alternative to storm sewers, right? So basically, we were shoveling and transporting the dirt from the pile to and from the construction site. Mm-hmm. And it was good. You know, it was an excellent time, you know, to see other students, you know, to see the professionals and you know, to interact with our, you know, those within the water industry. So that was that day. The following day, we took part of the networking panel, right? This is a panel of African American leaders in the water industry, and they talked about their journey to water and their career path, and gave advice to the outreach students, right? And for me, the panelists, they were inspiring and very encouraging, right? They helped me understand the demand for young professionals who can bring their innovation and technical expertise within the water industry, and it was like an emphasis on like things like such as, you know, the emerging technology. I know these kind of things that we are exposed to in college, right? And the need for us, you know, to come and contribute to the water sector. So that was, you know, very inspirational to me. And then we had other activities such as the opening general session with Mr. Kevin Brown on the topic of Be a Hero. Very inspirational speech, right? Hats off to him. We also had the annual student chapter meetings and the student young professional committee meetings, you know, and then the career fair, which was, you know, the perfect opportunity for any student, you know, to come and you know, look at job opportunities and internship opportunities within the water industry, right? And the technical exhibition, right? So, I mean, WEFTEC had it all.
Yeah.
WEFTEC had it all. It was a complete experience in the water industry, a perfect introduction. And I'm just very grateful, you know, to be a part of that.
Yeah, I'm super excited to hear that feedback and that it was such a big experience for you. And I know that even for somebody like me that's been working in water for a while and been to these conferences, mm-hmm. WEFTEC is still amazing. It's like 20,000+ people there. The level of expertise and knowledge and technology, it's amazing. So having had that experience, how has that shaped your thoughts then about, you know, your future and career paths and stuff like that?
Yeah, Mr. Loop. So the Inflow program, right, it really impacted my thoughts on the water in a profound way. I now have a greater awareness of the challenges we face in like water scarcity versus its resources, water contamination versus its treatment, water reuse versus its and its conservation. And I'm very grateful for being a participant of this program. And personally, I would encourage any aspiring civil engineering student such as myself to attend WEFTEC and to engage in the experience. Because now I have you know, many thoughts about the water industry. And you know, coming from a country like Trinidad and Tobago, right? I realized that, you know, these ideas and these technologies and these innovations, you know, could impact even the international diaspora. So yeah, this program and this experience has really, you know, impacted me, and I'm very grateful for, you know, to be a part of it.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Sigmund, we are glad to have you be a part of the first group for Inflow, and we look forward to kind of keeping in touch with you and seeing, you know, how the rest of your studies go and how your career goes mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. We hope you come into the water world. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So I'm currently studying at Howard University. I'm a senior, and I study civil and environmental engineering. And really what drew me to water is basically being aware that people don't have access to clean water in every part of the world. And I see that water is one of the like readily available resources. And it's just interesting to know that not many people have like access to good clean water, so interest in the water industry.
Where did you come? You're at Howard now, you've been there. Where did you come from? What's your background?
Okay, so I come from Nigeria. I came here in 2015 to start.
What was the water situation like for you growing up in Nigeria?
One thing is, I know that tap water is bad where I'm from. Like, you don't drink your tap water. And like, we don't have any advanced wastewater treatment facility, if we have any at all. So it's like water goes back into the rivers, the water is being polluted. And because of the population at hand, there's a lot of water pollution where I'm from. Yeah, we don't have drainage facilities. So when the rains come during the rainy season, it's just really terrible. The roads are flooded and everyone just has to hope and pray, like, you know, let the sun shine so that the roads won't be flooded and we can like move. Houses have like issues with drainage as well. So really our water system is almost like non-existent. We still like operate using like personal bore that. The water treatment facilities are owned by the private industries, and they're the ones that make like bottled water. Or we had this thing back home, the most affordable, I'll say, water was like in sachets. So the water system back home is really terrible. And that's something that really even made me want to pursue like water even more. Okay, now I'm here in America and it feels like to be able to drink from the tap and things like that. And even comparing it to what is back home and seeing like, oh, you know, we don't really have something as advanced and you can't really just open your tap and drink the water and say like, oh.
So that's kind of partially where your interest in water issues and engineering comes from. Where did you, when you heard about this Inflow program, why did that interest you? Why did you want to participate?
Because like I had never really heard of anything like it before. And being where I'm at now, I see a lot of like conferences and I hear a lot of conferences about like other aspects of civil engineering, but none really focus like, wow, this will be a really, really like exciting opportunity for me to, you know, be able to see all the industry or all the people involved in water, like based in America and even internationally, and where they're able to meet and where I can learn from the different sessions and talk to people that have had experiences with this. And the info program in particular, like it was its concentration is on minority students. So I was being able to be selected to be part of this opportunity will be like amazing. I won't just be another number, but I will have like, there will be a concentration on me and there will be like a focus on me to enjoy the entire conference. So I was really, really, really excited by the entire Inflow program.
What was the experience like for you at WEFTEC? I know that we had you all had a very busy schedule. We kept you going from one thing to the next. But so what was that like for you to be there at the biggest water quality conference in the world?
Honestly, I was in awe. Like, I have never seen anything in that number of people, for one. And just like being surrounded by so many professionals that were willing to share so much about their experiences in the industry, I was like amazed. I was really, it was just overall an amazing experience. And even till this day, like reliving the, remembering everything that I learned and the people I connected with is just something that I'm really for. So overall, the experience was fantastic. It was something that let me just do this to fulfill my obligations, but it was something that I was really able to immerse myself into and just like see how people were passionate about the water industry and learn from different people in different organizations from different states, from different countries. Yeah.
Having had that experience and now it being a month or so in the past, has it changed in any way your thoughts about water and maybe where you're going to go with your career?
In the horizon, and because I was like limiting water to what I was being taught in the classroom, I didn't think like it was even broader than I had assumed. But like as I said, I have been interested in water, but then this even like made me more passionate about the water industry and seeing like other minority people being in different positions and being like in really top positions in different industries. I was really, really encouraged. So it just drove the idea that, yes, I can also do something great in the water industry. Also, like, made me think about how innovative and how, like, changing the industry is. Because I honestly didn't know that there was a lot of innovation going on. So definitely it exposed me to a lot of things. And, yeah, overall, it just made me want to even pursue, like, water in general, like, more.
Well, that's good. We're very glad to hear that. And I hope that we see you at WEFTEX in the future in different capacities. And I hope we see you out there in the water sector. That was part of the idea of us putting this program together. So glad it was beneficial and that you enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Words on Water.